So I am standing here at the Holyrood Castle of Stirling with Elder Brian Morrison of the Church of Scotland here at the Holyrood Church, and he's going to tell us about this window dedicated to the Merchant Guild.
Right, this window was donated in 1993 by the Merchants Guild of Stirling, which is a very ancient organisation. They were founded in the year 1119, and they were a very powerful organisation that ran Stirling in the medieval times. The organisation still exists today, and I'm actually a member of that, not one of the original founding members. And this window shows the trade that the merchants used to carry out in medieval times. Bottom right is a sailing ship, and so the merchants would load their sailing ship with local produce from this area, things like animal hides, fleeces, barrels of tar, salted fish, and sail out the River Forth, which is a squiggly line going across the window there, and they would then trade with various cities in Europe. So we have the coat of arms of Bordeaux in France, where they traded for red wine. Next to it is the castle of Bergen in Norway, and they traded for timber from there. And then the castle with the two hands is Antwerp in Belgium, and it was fine Flemish cloth that they brought back from there, from the Flanders area. And because Scottish produced cloth was very rough, and clothing, if you had clothing made with Scottish cloth, you'd be itching and scratching all day. The three vertical crosses is Amsterdam in Holland, and they would trade for jewellery, books, cooking utensils, red roof tiles, etc. And the key is Bremen in Germany, and they would trade for grain and timber from there. And finally, on the left, the two vertical crosses, that's Gdansk or Danzig in Poland. And that was a major trading route into mid-Europe, the middle part of Europe. And from there, they would bring back grain and timber. Now, the symbol or the sign for this Stirling Guildry is a reverse number 4. So what appears to be a cross at first sight, from the top of the cross, there's a yellow line coming to the right and joining up with the right-hand arm, making a reverse number 4, the sign of the Stirling Guildry. And to the left of that is the cross of St. Andrews. And to the right of that is the ring, which the Dean of Guild, it was gifted to the Dean of the Guild in the 1300s by the King of Scotland. And it's a gold band with precious stones, and is so valuable it has to be kept in a bank vault in Edinburgh, and the Dean wears an imitation one nowadays. And the top part of the window, we have the four apostles, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, traditionally in biblical illustrations and stained glass windows. Matthew is shown as an angel, Mark as a lion, Luke as an ox, and John as an eagle. And at the very top of the window is a coat of arms of Stirling, and it's a wolf resting on the ground there. And how this came about, in the 9th century, a raiding party of Vikings one dark night came sailing up the River Forth, and they were looking to capture Stirling Castle. So under cover of darkness, they were climbing the rocks, and the guards in the castle were all fast asleep. But fortunately, a wolf was prowling about, and the Vikings disturbed this wolf, and it started to howl and woke the guards in the castle. So the guards fought off the Vikings and sent them back to Scandinavia. Stirling was saved. So that's how Stirling got its coat of arms. The wolf sits on the rocks up at the castle, watching over Stirling, and we can all sleep safely in our beds at night and not worry about marauding Vikings.
Fantastic, Mr. Morrison. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.